Everybody, welcome to week number 7 of the Valley Falls Girls Locker Room Chat here with head coach Steve Strait. I'm Critton Prophet. Let's dive into week number 7 here. So last week was a complete bye week, your team being able to kind of, you know, get back from all the bumps and bruises and try to recover here, get back into also a little bit of league play. But before that, you have tournament play. Here you're traveling down the JCN for tournament play. You played your first tournament game. Just yesterday, you played the Northeast Kansas homeschool team, the Nighthawks, only losing by 10, 48-38. It was a close game kind of until that fourth quarter. He had some great scores with Callie DeLong with 11. Abby Wilson had her career game with 10 points, 12 rebounds. That'd be her first double-double as just a sophomore. Lily Brown, she had 6 points. Chloe Cox with 5. What can you tell me about last night's game?
We really played hard. We were coming up against a team that had us, it was the biggest height advantage that we'd had really, but we were able to play them pretty tough and not let them just get inside and dominate us. A little bit in the first half, they kind of did that, but, we kind of got them on the perimeter and we were able to minimize their heights really quite a bit. We actually did a pretty good job on the boards. We've been working a lot on boxing out and also on offensive putbacks, and that's where Abby Wilson got most of her points last night. And then we had a lot of kids that just got out there and contributed. Chloe Cox was great on defense last night. Jaden Sin, she got in foul trouble, but boy, she just, whenever she's on the floor, she just gives it her all, and she always ends up on the floor. And it was just, I had several people, even one of the officials, just saying that they were so impressed with how hard our kids worked. And really at the end of the game, I think it showed a little bit too. I think that's why we kind of died off in the fourth quarter, because, even with 7 people in and out, we were pretty gassed at the end.
So trying to kind of look to refill here, you got a game on Friday, you play Atchison, and then win or lose, you'll have a game guaranteed on Saturday at this JCN tournament. So what can you tell me about the, you know, upcoming game on Friday? Obviously not too sure who you you might play on Saturday, but, you know, what can you tell me about these upcoming games for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty simple as far as if we win, we get to play a fifth place game, and I would assume we would be playing very possibly against a team of where I played twice, Effingham, and they've got a great scorer that we've had some battles with. So that would be exciting. And for that matter though, we could end up playing them in the seventh place game. You just never know as far as that part goes. But Perry would be the other opponent that we would have if we both lost. And I think matching up against what I saw from Atchison last night, I think we can match up against them. They played against Oskaloosa, and we've played Oskaloosa earlier in the year, and I think we're pretty close to Oskaloosa, and I feel like we could play with Atchison and Perry, and obviously we played real good against Effingham last time. So I'm really encouraged that we're going to get another win out of this tournament. I mean, that's what we're shooting for, and the kids have been working real hard, and so now it's time for them to see the rewards of some of their hard work. And, you know, we're talking now about not, what are all the things that we're doing wrong, or what are all the things that, you know, why are we having so many problems with this or that? Now we're talking about what's the next step to get us to where we're not only competing, but and scaring some of these teams, but we're taking that next step and taking it down to the wire like we did against JCN, or, you know, pulling one out. So that's kind of the mindset now.
A chance to pick up the second win of the season, either on Friday, Saturday, maybe even pick up 3 on the season. We'll see. Coach, thank you as always. Head coach of the Valley Falls girls team, Steve Serrate.
Thank you.
This Dragons Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by The Elevator and Heinen Repair.